Today on Before You Buy, the new Sony Xperia Z2 tablet, a stylus called a pencil, and an antenna for cord cutters.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This episode of Before You Buy is brought to you by Harry's. For guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to Harry's.com. Get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code Before You Buy when you check out. And by Lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,400 high-quality online courses, all for one low monthly price. Try it free for 7 days. Visit lynda.com/beforeyoubuy. That's lynda.com/beforeyoubuy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Before You Buy. This is Twit's product review show. We do the show weekly. If you're interested in checking it out, check us out on Tuesdays, about 3:30 p.m. or so, Pacific Standard Time. We do products across the board for you guys to check out, all sorts of interesting gadgets, and we have 4 different reviews for you today. The first one is from Chad.
Hey!
What's up, Chad? Mr. OMG Chad.
Yes, doing great, doing really
Minecraft
good.
Our Minecraft expert.
Yes,
so you have a stylus.
I do.
But it's called a pencil.
It's called a pencil.
Turns out is very, very hard to search for on Google.
Let me look for the pencil. Pencil by 53 is what you probably would help your queries. This is just a simple stylus. Kind of, that's what it looks like right off the bat.
Yeah.
You've seen these before. They have a rubber tip on one end, which is conductive. So if I'm like, I could scroll through a page. It also has one on the other end as well. So if I flip it around, it has the same sort of thing.
So you can use it as a stylus.
You can use it just as a stylus,
what
but
makes it
it's more. It makes it special because this works with another app, a very popular app on the iPad, called Paper by 53.
Yes.
And that, you can see that
so
this is
kind of a note-taking application that a lot of people sort can use in drawing.
Yeah, you could either take notes or you could draw. It is a little bit more artistic than I would say just taking notes, but if you wanted to just take some notes, you could. It works very great for handwriting.
One problem I've had is whenever I sit my hand down on a tablet, it'll put it on my hand and think that that's
so. That's where this comes in. Is this is not just a dumb stylus. This is a smart stylus, and it's kind of cool because it has internals. And if you ever want to charge them, it just pulls right out. That's a little USB right on one end.
That'll
hopefully kind of give you an idea that this is more than just a dumb stylus. It works with paper really well. Right now, it's not connected, so it'll work just like my finger. Will draw, right? If I accidentally put my palm, 53 does a really good job of palm rejection, but as you can see, it does kind of write a little bit of palm stuff on there. But if I hover right over this, the pencil, it nicely and easily pairs now
That's
with the pencil. That's all you have to do. And now it will only notice the pen. It will reject my palm much easier because it's just looking for the tip of that pen.
Is it Bluetooth?
It is Bluetooth LE.
Okay.
If I want to do something like smudge something, now it knows that this is my finger instead of the pencil, and so it's doing a completely different operation. So the pencil will draw, my finger will smudge.
That's cool.
And then it even has, now if you flip it over and use the eraser should erase. Right now, this is the biggest issue that I had with it, is that it couldn't quite tell that the eraser was what was touching.
Oh, I see.
And you can even visualize that a little bit. They have a little pencil area inside of the app, and they have a troubleshooting area. And you can see whenever the tip is pressed down right this dot, it will notice when the tip is being used. And that's how it knows the difference between the pencil and my finger and the eraser. And if I flip it back over, for some reason, the eraser, it will.
Sometimes.
Like, I can squeeze it. I can push it really hard on my leg. But if I push it hard enough, you can see the iPad screen kind of distressing there.
Oh, no.
And I could never push it. Like, it really freaked me out. So the eraser hasn't been the best because you can see the iPad screen freaking out under there.
That's not good.
No, it's not good at all. So
don't use the eraser.
The eraser freaked me out. Either this unit was a little bit wrong. Sometimes, here, I just hit it perfectly. I found that if you do the edge...
Now.
Yeah, sometimes if you hit the edge just right, it'll erase. So
do you have any drawings you can show
us? We do. I have much better drawings than just the, these are my drawings. You can see that they're not here. I can get rid of the palette
there.
That's
beautiful.
Oh, isn't that such? This is my Nexus 5.
Wow.
Self-portrait of my Nexus 5. Some dude being blown away by a green blob over here. And
obviously
then,
the sun.
Right, obviously. And then Greg, who's much better of a artist than I am, actually took it and did some stuff with it here. I'm trying to get rid of this. There you go. So there's, this is Shannon. She is Snobs.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greg.
And we got Catbug. Sugar peas. Drop them.
Very cute.
Yes.
So did you like your experience with this other than the eraser?
Obviously? You know, it was kind of a mixed experience because this only works with the paper app. And you had mentioned note taking. Oops. You can undo. There's a few different features of the paper app that are really nice. Like there's that rewind feature. You can zoom in. The app itself is free.
Okay.
But you only get one of the... Oh, shoot. I just smudged that. There we go. You only get one thing. You get this
one tip.
Item to draw with. And then if you can buy, all the other ones are in-app purchase. So there's the pencil. You kind of have like a water marker. You have a thinner water marker. And then you have a kind of watercolor, if you wanted to do watercolor, which the slower you move, the more water it puts on.
How long did your charging last?
It lasted pretty good, actually, because it's Bluetooth LE. Mm-hmm. I never really found a I kept charging it.
Cool.
I actually never...
So it's probably similar to, like, a Bluetooth keyboard. Those last for over 30
forever,
days, no
forever.
Problem.
Now, if you normally get the paper app, you have to buy each of these. When you buy the pin, mm-hmm. you get all things. So the moment, the first time you pair it and you say, this is my pencil, it unlocks all in-app purchases and you get everything, which is kind of nice.
How much does it cost?
I have the graphite version, which is $10 less than the wooden version. The graphite version is $49.95, so $50, and the wooden version is $60.
I think I would prefer the wooden one.
I would prefer the wooden one too. And another reason is because I assume that this is. I mean, it's pretty hard. It's a pencil. It's pretty hardy.
It's pretty sturdy.
And it is good to mention that this is not a normal shaped pencil. It is kind of shaped like a USB stick or a contractor's pencil, you know, a kind of a wider pencil. I never found that to slow me down, and I assume Greg, it didn't slow him down at all either. But I assume that there's a little bit hardier than it really was. You can kind of see there's a little bit of scuffing right there on both sides. I just kind of threw this into my backpack along with my iPad, kind of assuming that it could handle the damage. But the anodization that's on this pencil, I was kind of upset with the blemishes that happened for just throwing it.
My pencil was blemished. What am I going to do?
I assume this was aircraft grade aluminum or something.
Oh, right.
I guess
well, for the price.
I know. It was like a $50. I assume that it would hold up a little bit, but so I am disappointed by that. To be honest, inside of the box that you get, it comes in this tube. You do get you get an extra nib the pin part, and you also get an extra eraser inside the box, which is kind of nice. So if it rubs off,
all right, Chad. Pros or cons?
So pros are that it works. It's a very nice, smart pin. It is very hardy. I felt like I wasn't going to bend it or break it in any way. Charging was super simple because it's USB, and all the features that it does work very well and very seamlessly. On the cons, I would say the fact that I had blemishes from just normal use kind of really annoyed
me. You're
so
picky.
I'm pretty picky about that. I thought that this would also do pressure sensitivity. Yes. And it doesn't. I kind of
really?
Assumed
That's
that it would do pressure sensitivity, okay. And I have not figured out how. If it does, there must be some setting that, because this pin right here, it does wider the faster you go. Here, I can get a new page. The faster you move, the wider it gets. You would think
cool.
that the harder you press, the wider, and it doesn't do that at all. So that was kind of a bummer. I mean, it only works with the paper app is another con. That
Else it just works as a regular
else
stylus.
It just, yeah. If you're not using the paper app, you can still use it as a stylus, but so it's not going to have any of the.
You ready for your things. Verdict?
Yeah, buy, try, don't buy for the paper, the 53 pencil. I'm going to have
pencil
to say.
Pencil
by 53? Pencil by 53. Anyway, I'm going to say try. Mostly because.
Okay.
For me, not being an artist, it didn't make a lot of sense. I don't really use the paper app a ton. I find it more for art than for note taking, like you were mentioning. But there may be some people out there that this really speaks to, and all the drawbacks that I mentioned may not be that big of an issue.
All right, thank you so much, Chad.
No problem.
And, of course, where can people find you?
You can either watch, I do OMG Craft, which is a show about Minecraft.
Yay!
I do The Gizwiz, which is a show about gadgets. Anything that falls through this show, that this show is too good to review, we review over on The Gizwiz.
Oh.
And we're starting a new show on Reddit. About Reddit. So,
no way.
Yeah.
What are you doing that
Reddit
one?
Up. So that's in beta. We have two beta episodes out so far. You
cool.
go to on to YouTube to watch those. And we're shooting our third one in 2 days.
Ooh. So on Thursday.
Thursdays.
Thursday night?
Thursdays. Yep. Right before Twitch.
Okay. Cool. Right before Twitch. You guys should check that out.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch it.
Check that out.
All right. Thank you so much, Chad, again. And I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you shave?
No.
Shave your face.
This face. It needs shaving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if I
get
don't
a lot of
shave,
sometimes.
It looks like I'm Jackie from Scooby-Doo. Like three hairs at the bottom.
We have a brand new sponsor for this episode, and I think you'll be interested in this because guys spend way, way too much money on razors. I know this because I just went shopping last night. Yeah, it's ridiculous, right? You go to the store, it drives me nuts. So the sponsor, their name is Harry's. Very, very cool. For guys who want a really, really nice shave experience for just a fraction of what you're paying now, you can go to harrys.com and you can get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code before you buy when you check out. So here's how it works. They're a brand new innovative company that's disrupting an industry that we've all had to pay into for years, including ladies, you guys too, razors. So for years, guys have had really, really poor experience shopping and paying for overpriced razors, myself included, even though I'm not a dude, but it's true.
Yeah.
The prices that you see at grocery stores and drugstores, they're crazy high. So you're paying, you know, $4 up to, I saw one that was like $13.99 this weekend. Way too expensive. I was not going to buy that. P&G's Gillette Fusion. That thing costs way too much money. So over time, these prices are killing us. I even read a study that people will pay over $10,000 over the course of their lifetime just for razors and just for shaving creams and things like that. They're so expensive, retailers have installed theft prevention systems in the razor
app. Yeah, you can't get at them.
So you have to
I assume that was for my safety. It was for their safety because they are going
to
make so much money off of the razor.
You have to stand there and wait for them to come over and unlock it for you. And oh, what if you get the wrong one? You have to press it again.
Right.
You read the back of it and go, oh, this one's not for me.
Right.
Press the button
again.
Right,
I got the wrong style. I got or the back connector or something.
And if you don't do that, you get the cheap razors, the pack of like 10.
Oh, my gosh.
And those ones are horrible. Like, you get all...
Right.
Gross.
Yeah.
So Harry's was founded less than a year ago by these two guys named Andy and Jeff who knew that there was a better way. So here's what Harry's does. They focus on giving a great shaving experience for a fraction of that price of other razor blades, such as the Gillette one. They have a clean product design. It's the less but better thing. And they're really, really nice. I can't wait to show you the one I got. They have high-quality blades that are engineered in their own factory in Germany. They're German blades.
So German blades.
They're pretty sexy for sharpness and strength, plus the convenience and the ease of ordering online, so you can skip the razor aisle. You don't even have to leave your house. They just arrive on your front door. Jeff is one of the co-founders. He also co-founded eyewear brand Warby Parker, which we've also had on Twit. There are many similarities in Harry's razor model, which emphasizes great design, meticulous craftsmanship, amazing value, and high personal and dedicated customer service. So I went to harrys.com And I got this one called the Winston set.
Ooh.
Yeah. See, it just arrives on your front door, expensive. So you don't have to leave your house. Yeah, but that's the best part.
I know.
It's quality.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much stuff in there.
I know. All right. So this is what it looks like. Ta-da! Yeah. Harry's. So in there is your razor.
Oh, look.
Open that up. It is so pretty.
Oh. And ooh, wow.
It's nice, heavy-duty quality.
Look at that fancy razor.
Isn't it fancy?
Whoa.
It looks like one of those that, well, I don't know, you can't get anything like that anywhere. And it moves around, so you can shave around your chin and things like that. I actually had my fiancé use this over the weekend, and he loved it.
Wow.
He got a nice, clean.
That is so fancy.
Shave.
I love the packaging. And then what? It looks like you get shave cream.
You get shave cream.
What is this? This looks like a. It's like.
It's some spares.
Oh,
you get more razors.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Pretty
there's
sweet.
Little spares
huh?
in there. That's amazing. Wow.
So, sorry, there might be. I might shave have used one of those.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to get him one of these for when we get married because I love the thing. It's so nice.
You have everything included. That's really
everything
nice.
That you need is included in the box.
An and executive it comes right shaving experience.
And the shaving cream smells really good, it's nice and fresh. I think you like it.
Oh, yeah.
Like it? It doesn't
smell
like it's girly or anything.
I was about to say, it's like manly.
It's manly.
Oh, my gosh, it's great.
So if you guys are interested in checking out Harry's, you can go to harrys.com, and that's harrys.com, and use the promo code before you buy to get $5 off your first purchase. That's a really good deal. That's harrys.com, promo code before you buy. And we thank Harry's for checking out Before You Buy and sponsoring this episode. Thank you so much and welcome. It's great to have you. Now, next up, we have Mr. Father Robert Ballasaire. And he has this funny thing. It's a stylus camera smartphone kit. I don't know. Take it away, Padre. I want to know what this thing is.
You've got yourself a Samsung Galaxy S4, but you'd like a little extra oomph out of the camera. I'm Father Robert Ballasaire, the Digital Jesuit, and I'm taking a look at the Stylus Revolver Camera Kit. The Stylus Revolver Camera Kit is actually two products in one, the ZGS5 camera case and the RV1 revolver lens. The ZGS5 is not really a case, but more of a backing for a Samsung Galaxy S4. Once snapped into place, the ZGS5 gives the S4 a camera-style grip, usable for right and left-handers alike. It also has a flip-out stand that works in landscape and portrait modes. On the bottom of the camera is a threaded mount to attach the case to a tripod or mounting bracket, and the top of the case features a set of loops for adding a camera strap. Stylus did something interesting with how they handled sound. In most cases, audio is muffled by whatever surface the case might be laying on top of. With the ZGS5, the sound is ported upwards, making it audible no matter on what surface the phone may be resting. The RV1 is a multi-lens attachment that locks into place on the circular rings of the ZGS5. Little red dots tell you where to mount the lens, and a smooth action allows you to rotate each of the lenses in front of the S4's camera. The revolver actually has four different camera modes. The red ring lens is a circular polarizer, good for adding color saturation to pictures and removing non-metallic reflections. The fisheye lens gives you a 170-degree field of view with the characteristic spherical look of the fisheye. The wide-angle lens doubles the field of view from a standard S4 camera. Removing the wide-angle lens exposes the macro lens, which lets you get extraordinary detail from extreme close-up photos. You can find the Stylus Revolver Camera Kit online for about $85. When I first picked up the Stylus Revolver, I wasn't all that impressed. It looked a little too bulky, a little too uncomfortable, and more importantly, it didn't seem all that useful. I mean, who would want to stick all of this gear on top of your normally svelte cell phone? But over the last 2 months, I have really changed my mind about that because this is a wonderful piece of kit. It's completely changed the way that I use my Samsung Galaxy S4. I love the fact that I can get different types of shots. I love the fact that it's sort of made me rethink about the types of shots, the type of videos and stills that I can capture with my Samsung Galaxy S4. I love the fact that I can switch back and forth simply by rotating the ring. Again, it's one of these things that if you're a creative professional, if you like being able to take quirky shots, this is definitely an attachment that, it's just miles above the rest. Beyond that, it's also just a really cool thing to have because there are so many design pros. The first thing has to be, of course, the plethora of lenses. The fact that I can, with this one attachment, give myself four different modes. I can have the wide shot, I can have the polarized shot, I can have the fisheye shot, and I can have the macro shot, simply with a few twists of a ring or a removal of a lens. I also like what they've done with the sound. Believe it or not, it's not just that they ported it up so that you don't have it muted by a surface, but doing it this way, giving it a little bit of extra headroom, has actually improved the sound quality. The other pro has to be the stand. I like the stand. I like the ability to do multiple things with my camera case. And I also like the mounting options, like the threaded tripod mount and the camera strap. The last pro is this take-it-or-leave-it design. I like the ability to take off the lens, put this back in a case, put it into my bag, into my pocket, and just use the phone as a phone, only taking this out when I really want to get creative. On the con side, I'd have to say that the first thing is that it is still kind of uncomfortable as just a phone. Yes, it's cool to have all this function, but without the lens, it doesn't feel right in my hand. It's almost as if I want something else to hold on to. Now, I know other people who have tried this and they love it, but that's going to be a personal preference. You're going to have to try it out. The second thing, I'd say that even with the case, there is no real protection for the phone. Because it's only a backing, you have no way to protect the screen or the corners. For me, that's a deal breaker because I like to have a real protective case. Still, if I looked at all the pros and all the cons, if I looked at the content that I created, and if you asked me if this was a buy, try, or a don't buy, I'd have to give the stylus revolver a definite try. I'm Father Robert Ballasaire with Before You Buy.
So, Father Robert Ballasaire, you can see us both on Coding 101 on Thursdays.
Thursdays, that's right.
Yeah, well as Before You Buy. Thank you for coming on the show.
I'm here all the time.
All the time.
I love reviewing products. Are you kidding me? Now, this product was actually pretty good.
It was weird.
It fits onto the back of your camera, which is interesting. I couldn't ever get used to the case, which is why I've switched back to the standard case that comes with a Galaxy S4. But I have to say that with the attachment, I took a lot more pictures than I would have without it. It becomes fun once you actually have options.
It does. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And you gave it a try.
It's got to have a try. I would give it a buy. In fact, if you're into photography at all, it is a buy. But for me, because I only use it as sort of a functional thing, photography is not like a hobby for me.
Right.
It's a try. It's something that I like to have in my kit, but I'm probably not going to use it. Nah, not that much.
Okay, cool. And you can also see Father Robert Ballasaire on Twiet.
That's right. Mondays, 2:30, you're going to find me talking about enterprise tech.
Wonderful.
Thursdays, right before Coding 101, I do Know How. And on Fridays, I do Padres Corner.
Awesome. All right, so we have another review. This one is from Aaron, who does floss on Wednesdays. Yeah, I'm very interested to see this one. It's for you cord cutters out there, including myself. It's a flat wave antenna. Let's check it out.
Hi, Aaron Newcomb here, and I'm going to tell you about the WineGuard FlatWave FL5000 HDTV antenna. It's very exciting. I've got it right here, in fact. And this little baby is very small, very thin. It can actually hang in your window. And for those of you that are looking to cut the cord and get away from cable or dish satellite TV, this is a really, really good option. Why? Because it's cheap. It's only $34 on Amazon right now. Very, very kind of flimsy feeling, but it does a great job at picking up reception. Actually, I use this at home. I cut the cord a long time ago, and I have my own antenna at home, and it picks up about 50 stations for me, which is really good. I'm halfway in between Sacramento and San Francisco, so I get TV stations from both markets. I did not have high hopes for this antenna because it's so much smaller and it just really didn't look like it was going to do the job. But when I hooked it up to where my existing antenna was, kind of hung it on the window and pointed it outside, I actually got 70 channels. So I got about a 30% bump in the number of channels I was able to receive. They weren't all the same channels because the different antennas I use have different characteristics, and we don't need to get into all that. You can look all that stuff up about HDTV antennas up on the web. But I was really surprised that an antenna of this price and of this seemingly flimsy quality was actually able to get that many channels. The reason it does is because of, I don't know if you can see on here, but it actually, the way that they lay out the lines of the antenna it actually has several, a very broad spectrum, I guess is the right way to put it, that it's able to pick up. So the way that they've designed this antenna, while it seems to be very kind of flimsy and unintelligent in its design, it's actually designed very well from an antenna perspective. You can make this kind of antenna yourself at home with some coat hangers and a 2x4 and some wire, but they do a really good job here. If you're not into that kind of thing, I would definitely go out and check this out. It has a very long cord. So I don't know, this cord's like 15, 18 feet long, and it really reaches all the way to your TV, which could be across the room. So you hang this thing in the window. You're not going to have to worry about repositioning your TV, hopefully, to get it close to the antenna. You can actually just string out this long cable and connect it. So that's really good. Also, you may need an amp with this if you're going to end up putting it in the like the attic or on a window upstairs in your bedroom or something like I did. You may need to get an amplifier, not necessarily to make this pick up more channels, because you're not going to be able to do that with an amplifier. What you will be able to do is amplify the signal that is coming in, bump that up so that it reaches all the way down to your TV if you have to run through a lot of coax cable to get to your TV. So keep that in mind too. Also, before you buy any antenna, you might want to go out to tvfool.com and check out where the TV stations are in your area so that you know, oh, maybe I'll put this on an east-facing window or a south-facing window. Really important to go to tvfool.com and see what stations are in your area and how far away the actual antennas are from your home. So let's wrap this up with some pros and cons. Pros, price, which is great, $34, $35 on Amazon currently as of this review is awesome. So it's really cheap, and that comes with Prime shipping. So if you have if you're a Prime member, you don't have to worry about that. Also, the small form factor, you could put this nearly anywhere, and you could actually take it with you on a trip or something. If you have an RV or you're traveling around the country, maybe you're going to a hotel and you want to see what kind of stations you can pick up at the hotel, you can actually do this. Just put it in your suitcase. It's not going to take up any room at all. It hides well behind some blinds. If you put this on your window or just about anywhere in your house, you can hide it really easily. In fact, it has a white side and it has a backside, black side that picks up equally well. So, you know, depending on which color you like, you can hang it either way. And it gets great reception. I can't believe the reception that this thing gets for a $35 antenna. It's amazing. Cons. There really is no cons with this thing, except if you really want to go boost your signal, there are, of course, larger options. And like I said, there's another option of the WineGuard flat wave antenna that comes with a built-in amplifier for $80. Also on Amazon, so you may want to check that out as well. So my recommendation for this HDTV antenna from WineGuard, the FlatWave, is a definite buy. If you're in the market for a new antenna, or you just want to see if you can get a little few more stations, maybe go out to tvfools.com, take a look at what stations you can actually get, and then go out and get this product. It's a great product. You should really try it. I'm Aaron Newcomb. Thanks for watching.
All right, that was Aaron Newcomb with the FlatWave antenna, and I'm so glad he gave it a buy. I want one now. Are you ready? We have something new. Lynda.com. I don't know if you've checked out Lynda.com, but I have for years. I love Lynda.com. This is the place where you can find thousands of online video tutorials for everything from Java, motion graphics, design, even photography. There's a latest version of Photoshop and Lightroom. So you can improve your photography skills. You can learn how to use your DSLR to take great videos. At lynda.com, you can watch and learn about the latest camera gear in both studio photography and on the road. There's also tutorials on how to explore the features, controls, and exposure options of your Canon or your Nikon, if you're a Nikon guy. You can also learn how to set up your GoPro Hero, which we have reviewed here on Before You Buy, to capture stills, video, and even time-lapse photography. But it's not just photography. Lynda.com has courses on thousands. There's over 2,400 high-quality and engaging video tutorials on that site. Now, Jason, I know.
Hi.
Yeah, Jason Howell's here, by the way.
How did I end up here?
I don't know, man.
This is crazy.
So, Jason, you've done some Lynda tutorials yourself, correct?
Well, I've always loved Lynda, the site, of course. And, yeah, I mean, they have, for a musician, they have a crazy amount of, like, music-focused, you know, be it software, learning software like Logic or Final Cut or anything like that.
Oh,
or, sorry,
awesome.
Pro Tools. Sorry,
yeah,
not
Pro
Final
Tools.
Cut. They also have Final Cut, actually, if you want to get into video editing. But they also have kind of interviews with people like Larry Crane, who is the engineer at Jackpot Studios.
No way.
And he also releases a magazine called Tape Op, which is, like, one of the best magazines in the world if you're in creative music kind of producer or just really like it a lot. So you can kind of see what their, yeah, exactly
that
there
is
it is.
So cool.
So you can kind of get their tips on recording, on mixing, and all that kind of stuff. It's just, and it's just so well produced. It's not just going onto YouTube and finding, you know, YouTube has its place, but these are just, there's a lot of thought that goes into the framing, the sound, the entire thing.
I agree. Yeah, they're produced. They have the highest quality. They're not they're not like homemade videos on YouTube.
Right.
Those are great, but Lynda.com has the professional quality. They have the professionals that are passionate about teaching. They're the top in their field. So you know you're going to get really good quality whenever you go to Lynda.com. And they work with software companies to provide you with updated training the same way that any day that new versions hit the market. So you'll always have the latest skills. There's courses for all experiences, from, you know, beginner level music nerds all the way to intermediate and advanced. You can watch from your computer, your tablet, or your mobile device in case you're on the go. So this is great. If you're commuting, you can listen to it in the background.
Absolutely.
Whether you have 15 minutes or 15 hours, each course is structured so you can learn from start to finish. You can also search the transcripts to find quick answers and read along with the video. Lynda.com offers certificates of completion when you finish your course. Yay! Because who doesn't like to earn badges,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, badges.
Which you can publish to your LinkedIn profile, which is great if you're a professional in the field. It's only $25 a month, and that's a really good price for these kind of courses. For access to the entire Lynda.com course library, for $37.50 a month, you can subscribe to the premium plan, which includes exercise files that let you follow along with the instructor's projects using the exact same assets that they do, so you don't get confused along the way. And you can try Lynda.com right now for free with a 7-day trial. You can go to Lynda.com/beforeyoubuy to access the entire library. That's over 2,400 courses. That's a lot for free for 7 days. So get on it right now. It's all at lynda.com/beforeyoubuy.
The whole project files thing, by the way, is awesome. Only because, like, it's one thing to, like, see it and see them kind of walking you through it. It's another thing to actually
it's
get the file
to do
and be
it
able
with
to
them.
Just kind of pick it apart and be like, oh, this is the finished thing. You know, kind of almost like reverse engineering it. You learn a lot in that regard, too.
Can I just pet this?
Do you want to?
Ooh.
I've been looking
forward to checking this out.
Have
now.
You? Yeah. Well, I've actually had a lot of people before we get started, Sony Xperia Z2 tablet.
The Z2
it's
tablet, yeah.
Sony's current kind of top of the line. It's
and this just
tablet.
Came out.
Well, it's about to come out. It's on sale May 4th.
Yay!
And so this is a 10.1-inch TFT display with 1200 by 1920 resolution. That's about 224 pixels per inch. Sony is kind of known to a large degree, at least in the TV set world, for their great displays.
Absolutely.
And this kind of follows into that. The display is powered by their triluminous display for mobile, which they've been doing triluminous displays in TVs for quite a while.
Ah.
I'm not sure I completely understand exactly the science behind it.
Do you see any kind of difference with the
I see a vibrance. There's definitely a certain vibrance to the screen. Things are really punchy. It's kind of similar to what you might see in Super AMOLED displays, where when you take a look at a Super AMOLED display, things just kind of seem to pop out a little bit more. And you definitely get that through this display.
Ooh.
They also have an X-Reality setting for the screen. They put a lot of time and focus, obviously, into the screen, and that's kind of one of the big selling points here, and they totally deliver on that. Just the viewing angles are fantastic. You can go off axis on this, and it's pretty great. Outside viewing, like in bright sunlight, like especially today because we're super sunny outside, it's pretty good if you ramp it all the way up, but of course that comes at the cost of battery, so keep that in mind. The screen's fantastic. My only complaint really is, and I don't know if this is the screen technology or what it is, but touch responsiveness. There were a lot of times where if I tap at what I'm used to tapping on my phone, or the pressure that I tap on my tablets at home, sometimes it just wouldn't register the tap. And I'm not sure if it's me or if it's the tablet, but it happened regularly throughout the course of the week.
Okay.
Haven't seen any other reviewers really point that out. It could be just me. And of course, now that I'm trying to replicate it, I can't. So
of course, it
maybe it's not
just
a big
fine
deal.
Now.
The big selling point here, I reviewed the Z1 tablet last year, and again, it's very similar in the sense that it's super thin and light. I mean, this thing is ridiculously thin and light. 6.4 millimeters thick. That's 0.5 millimeters thinner than the Z1.
Can
and the
I hold
Z1
it?
Was pretty darn thin as well. Here you go.
Wow. I was expecting it to be heavier, but it's just
almost like a stack of paper.
Throw it like a frisbee.
You know? it's almost like you're carrying around a tiny little stack of paper.
It weighs less than my couponing binder.
There you go, see? And that's pretty light.
Yeah, it's very light.
So obviously it has that going for it. It's IP58, which is dust and water resistant. So as a result, you had to kind of be okay with the fact that some of these ports are, closed.
Oh, they're covered.
They're covered. Isn't my favorite thing in the world. Having said that,
I don't mind it, but I have nails.
Right. Okay. So nails definitely help, and they have a little bit of a notch in there, so you can get under it. You know, it kind of sucks when you want to plug something in really quick and you can't because the port cover's on it. But that's your trade-off, right? That's what makes it water resistant. We'll dunk it here in a second when I'm done talking about it. So I like the design. They moved the speakers to the front. Oh, actually, I have it upside down here. They moved the speakers down here to the front, these tiny little notches. On the previous model, you'd cover the speaker with your palm. Now it kind of faces forward, which is a little bit better.
Good.
Let's see here. IR blaster on the top, so you can work it. I mean, you can pretty much work this with almost anything that has a remote. It can learn if it isn't stored in their own database. And I'm telling you, there's a ton. Like, just pulling up our Samsung TVs has like 75 different like remote configurations stored in there. So finding the right one was difficult.
Right.
But even if you couldn't, you could learn your own, and it makes a good kind of living room companion for that regard. Performance was fantastic. This is a quad-core 2.3 gigahertz Snapdragon 801.
Ooh.
So it's a great processor there. 16 gigs of internal storage on this device. You can also get 32 gigs.
Not bad.
32 gig is $600. 16 gig is $500, basically.
Okay.
So, and then you do have your micro SD card if you want to go up to 64 additional gigs. I think where it kind of falls apart for me a little bit is the camera. And I don't hold it too much against it because tablets and cameras.
Well, when has a tablet ever had a good camera?
Yeah, you kind of get used to that. We're beaten down at this point.
Pretty much.
From tablet cameras. But if you want to show just a couple of the samples there, Brian, it's an 8.1 megapixel rear-facing camera and 2.2 megapixel front-facing camera. So I got some good pictures in good
grainy
light. That was low light, and I thought that was reasonable. It was okay considering. But you just see most of the pictures that I took.
That's in the studio, so it's nice.
That's in the studio. Very nice lighting. Very, like, washed out. This was outside. Not very
good. It almost looks like somebody had smudged
the camera lens. Yeah, and I checked. I made sure. It has some software features, like background blurring. Here you can see it didn't take so well. On the next one, it actually worked pretty well. I had to be super close to that object with the tablet in order to do it. It was almost more trouble than it was worth. You know, other things like mirror effect, which, as you can see, it didn't focus very well. panorama, this didn't actually turn out on the TriCaster. That's okay. It's scaling it. there you go. Front-facing camera. You've got that nice front-facing blur, but it's probably good for, your calls, I guess.
So what about the battery? You said that
battery's great, actually. I had it performed very well for me. Excellent standby, actually, as well. They do include stamina mode. They have some of their software features. Stamina mode, which disables Wi-Fi and mobile when the screen is off. And then you actually have a list that you can manage with exceptions to that.
Okay.
So you can kind of say, no, these apps are still updating in the background. That's cool. Also has a low battery mode that allows you to customize the ways that the tablet saves battery when it's below 20%.
Nice video you got there, by the way.
There we go.
Nice video you got there.
A little scanning
video. Now, what software
video
are we using? Android?
It is. It's 4.4.2 KitKat. It's skinned, but I'd say more than anything, it's lightly skinned. It's if you are true to KitKat, Google's version of KitKat, you're
going
to see a little bit of the difference. But for the most part, I felt like it didn't get in the way. You know what I mean?
That touch here thing up at the top is driving me nuts. I don't know about you, but
for some reason I blocked it out. Anyone I've showed it to, though, that's the first thing they did is touch that. And of course, it takes you through to Sony's.
Okay, so
built-in stuff.
I kind of want to see you.
So you want to see it in the dunk tank?
I do. Yeah.
We might as well. We don't get a chance to drown
really
our technology.
It's fun to put things in water.
So here we go. 3, 2, 1, and
yay!
Oh. And it's in there. It's still. Oh no, it's flickering. No, it's not. It's fine.
Still works.
Yeah, it's still. I hope it's.
And then
works.
It dies. Now.
And there we go. I do know. It's touch resistant, not.
Water resistant,
not waterproof.
Yeah.
So it's probably not going to work that well when there's water on the screen. It's going to register as touches. But there you
go. But you can accidentally drop it in your gigantic toilet.
You can take it to the beach. You can take a bath with it if that's your thing.
You'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
What are your pros and cons?
Pros, obviously the display is fantastic. It's thin and light. That's kind of its thing. Performs alongside the best tablets. I mean, the performance was fantastic. Gaming and all that, very good. And then, of course, resistant to water and dust, as I just showed off. Cons, I would say I have to mention touch sensitivity because for me it kept popping up, but it might not be a deal breaker and it might just be this device, to be honest. And then camera. There's no denying that the camera is not that great for a tablet. But all in all, I'd say unless the camera on a tablet is really important to you, I'd say it's a buy. Yeah. It's an expensive tablet at $500 to start, but you know, it's a high-end tablet, and I think it performs well enough to
sit in that
category.
It's a high-end, and you're paying for the Sony brand there.
Yeah, totally.
At that point. Yep. Well, thank you, Jason.
Thank you,
and
Shannon.
Of course, you can see Jason Howell at All About Android.
That's right. All About Android. Yay. Coming up tonight. Yay. We'll probably talk a little bit about this, too.
What time are you recording?
5 p.m. Pacific, every Tuesday night. Twitch.tv/AAA.
Wonderful. I'll be watching.
Thanks.
And, of course, if you guys like watching Before You Buy, make sure to email us. Let me know what you guys want to see us review on the show, byb@twit.tv. And you can watch us over at YouTube, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy, and twit.tv/byb. Thank you so much for watching, and thank you to every single one of our reviewers today. And remember, you got to watch Before You Buy. See you next week.